gentlemen, the good times are back.
You're about to experience time travel to another decade, the 1960s.
It ain't a four on the floor, but it'll do in a clutch. So put the pedal to the metal and bring it all, because you're going to have a ball. Get ready to get up and get down with your bad self. It's time for Dickie Lee, and Lord have mercy, here come the Iceman.
The Ice Man, I'm back here with the Rivers, baby. You're gonna love it to death. All right, let me sing a verse. She the one with the blue dress song. She the one with the blue dress song. That long I write to her. Yeah, yeah. You know what? I don't know about you, Luther. But if you smoke that rock and roll, you
welcome to the show, Dickie Lee, the Iceman here, baby. You get on in here and join us for a magic carpet ride through the 1960s and hear some sounds that will bring smiles to your ears. Now, don't tell anybody, but it's the weekend. We made it through Fun Day Monday, and how about Slug Day Tuesday and Over the Hump Day Wednesday? And then there's Thursday, Do I Really Have to Be Here Day? And how about Friday, TGIF, man? And then there's Saturday, that good old garage rock day. Grab that air guitar, tune it up, and crank up that volume. It's time for some good old good ones, some flashes from the past, and some moldy oldies. Now, all of you better get ready to shake your tail feathers, man, because we just got a text in from Steve out of Anchorage, Alaska. He wanted to know if we'd do another show that revolved around some of these great rock and roll hits out of the 60s and 70s that were covers. And man, we're going to get to some of those today. But first of all, Steve, if you're listening up there in Anchorage, we want you to go out there in that deck of yours, grab a cerveza, man, and a little bit of Jose Cuervo. Now sit down and get ready to light your hair on fire. We're going to blow your mind. Now, Iceman, count us down, baby.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1.
Well, have you guessed this song yet? It was written in 1968 by Mark James. Then a year later, this artist got a hold of the track, rearranged it, and released his cover version. Check it out.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say, we can't go on together with suspicious minds, and we can build our dreams on suspicious. We can't.
1969, the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis.
You're listening to The Soundtrack of Your Life with Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
Every song, like, totally rocks.
It's awesome.
It's all about my kind of music.
He's a man.
It's awesome, funny, random.
I love to listen while I work.
They just be whoever they want to be.
It's just really funny.
We want to thank all you dollars for calling up, baby, and giving us a howl on the air. We really do appreciate it. And we hope you enjoyed some of these great number one hits that were cover songs. And right now, we're going to lay another one on you. This track was first recorded by Hubble William Leadbelly back in 1934. And take a listen to this one and see if you can guess what it is. We're going to fast forward to 1969. A group out of the Bay Area got a hold of this track. They rearranged it. They added a little bit of country, a little bit of blues, and a whole lot of swamp rock. See if you remember this one right here.
Well, you wake up in the morning, you hear the work bell ring, and I march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special. The midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
Yonder come Miss Rosie, how in the world did you know? By the way she wears an apron and the clothes she wore, umbrella on her shoulder, piece of paper in her hand. Come to see the governor, she wants to free her man.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a ever-loving light on me.
If you're ever in Houston, well, you better do right. You better not gamble, and you better not fight it all. Well, the sheriff will grab you, and the boys will bring you down.
Man, oh man, what a very cool sound out of the Bay Area, recorded by the Gollywogs. But once again, you just might know these guys by another name.
Legendary songs from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Round, round, get around, I get around.
They say the neon lights all right.
Ooh.
Islands, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is right here with Dickie Lee and the Iceman. Up next, Islands, that's another great smash hit. It was written in 1961 by a young writer by the name of Burt Burns. A group called the Top Notes first recorded it, and it was recorded many times over the years by many artists who also got hits. Up next, I'm going to play a little bit of this song for you right now. Now, see if you can guess the name of this track. Now let's jump forward to 1963. This next group took the original recording of the track and then rearranged it. They were called the Quarrymen, but once again, I bet you knew them by another name. Cool little factoid about this track was when the Top Notes recorded it was that a little known audio and producer by the name of Phil Spector ran the session. He took it upon himself to change the words and also the rhythm of the original song that Burns had written. Needless to say, Burns was quite upset about it. Then later, Burns took that original version of his song and took it and became the producer of the Isley Brothers track. The Beatles then took the song and made it their own, and it appeared on their first album, Please Please Me. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
We want to thank all you dollars for calling in. As we always say, we really do appreciate it. And we hope you're enjoying the show today, which features these smash hits that were covers. Up next, we're going to go back to 1959 and a singer by the name of Marvin Rainwater. That's when he recorded this track. It was written by a country western singer by the name of John Loudermilk. Now let's give it a quick listen and see if you can guess what this one is.
They took the hole.
Now we're going to jump forward to 1971. This group hailed from Portland, Oregon, and they were originally called the Downbeats. But once again, you just might know them by another name. Check it out.
Ways of life.
Wow, what a great track. Out of 1971, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
The nation will return, will return, will return, will return, will return.
Flashback Weekend!
Smooth, suave, sophisticated, and he's a DJ too.
Keep the faith, baby.
Bye!
Gentlemen, the good times are back.
That's right, darlings, the good times are back. And don't you listen to those records by yourself now. You give Dickie Lee and the Iceman a call, man, and we'll be over in that Batmobile, and we'll bring it all and have a ball. Up next, we're going to feature a hit song that was a cover, but it was first mentioned, believe it or not, in 1821 in the Louisiana Gazette in New Orleans. Numerous artists have recorded it over the years. For example, Woody Guthrie recorded a version during the 1940s. See if you can recognize this one right here.
There is a...
Man, that was a hard one. Up next, we're going to jump forward to 1964. This group got a hold of this track, they rearranged it, and they turbocharged it. Here they are from across the pond, the soulful Delta Blues sounds of Eric Burdon and the Animals.
And
1964, the blues soulful sounds of Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Oh my gosh, the music just turns me on.
Out with your bad self.
Let's start the party.
Dickie Lee, this is for all the dummies out there who
like those oldies but goodies. Those rotten forgotten. Those flashes from the past. You know what I mean?
Iceman, I know what you mean, baby. I really do.
The memories are here. 1965.
Oh, that's right, darlings, the memories are here. And right now we're going to feature a track that was written by Burt Burns. He wrote it for a group called The Vibrations. They were an R&B band based on the East Coast. They were the first ones who ever recorded this track. And a few months later, it was the first song that was recorded by a band from across the pond called The Yardbirds. Now let's see if you could recognize this track by The Vibrations. Once again, let's jump forward to 1965. A great garage group out of New York then got a hold of the song and rearranged it and put their own take on it. I know you're going to recognize this one. The McCoys.
Good times, great oldies.
This is Vicky, drummer of The Mixture, San Joaquin Valley Band from the 60s. I want to hear the Dave Clark 5.
Thanks for calling in, darling, but first we're going to play a few seconds of the group who recorded it first back in 1961. They were called The Contours. And once again, for all of you listeners out there, try to guess what this one is.
You broke my heart, cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around.
and now I'm back.
Now let's jump forward to 1963 and feature a great blues group from across the pond. They took the Contours version and they turbocharged it, and man, did it ever sound great. And Vicky, darling, this is especially for you. A little bit of the DC 5. Dollins, it was 1963, man, and we're going to go to New York for the next one. A songwriting team by the name of Jeff and Ellie Greenwich wrote this next track. They were in the studio recording with their group called The Raindrops, and they needed a B-side. So they took about 20 minutes and scribbled out the lyrics of a sort of a nonsensical song. Well, neither side charted, and the song was mainly forgotten about. Now I'm going to spin a few seconds of this track and see if you can tell what song it is. Well, did I play enough so you could catch that track? Well, right now we're going to move ahead to 1966. And this next group, they were out of Niles, Michigan. They got a hold of this song, they rearranged it, and man, did they ever put a tremendous garage rock flavor to it. It rose to number one on the Billboard charts. The group's original name was called Tommy and the Hurricanes. But once again, you just might know them by another name.
My baby does the hanky-panky. Baby does the hanky panky. baby does the hanky panky. Yeah, my baby does the hanky panky. My baby does the hanky panky.
Another number one smash hit that was a cover song. A little bit of Tommy James and the Shontelles for you. My, my eyes, man, that old bat phone is ringing again, baby. You've reached Dickie Lee in the eyes, man. Who's this?
Man, are we on the air yet?
Yeah, man, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Okay, hey, I want to know how to get on a good trip, man, because I don't got no money.
Hey, you ain't got no bread, baby. Why is that?
No, I'm flat broke.
Well, Marvin, the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, we only like to speak with rich people.
Well, I ain't rich at all.
Well, how come you don't got any money, man? Don't you work?
No, man, I spend it all on my woman.
You don't work at all?
No.
Ain't that a shame?
Marvin, I hope you know that the Iceman and Dickie Lee, baby, we're only just kidding you, man. And I'll tell you, I hope you get out there and I hope you find you a good job. You know, the Iceman, he has a specialty, man. He's our relationship advisor on this show. And he has a song he wants to play for you. And maybe you could play this for your darling ears. But after you do, you better duck.
When I first met you, you were such a sweet thing. You meant everything to me. So I took you for my bride. Yeah, but in 5 years you've changed. And now you'll never do nothing. All you ever do is sit around the TV set, feed your fat face, complain, and make life a complete misery.
Bye!
Now, don't you darlings forget that you're moving and a-grooving with Dickie Lee and the Iceman, baby. And we hope you're enjoying some of these number one smash hits that were cover songs. For this next one, we're going to take you back to 1968. The artist that first recorded it was B.J. Thomas. Now, I want to see if you could guess this one. Get ready, because we're going to jump ahead 10 years. And this next group, well, they rediscovered the song, rearranged it, and re-recorded it. They were a Swedish band. Here they are, Blue Swede.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure.
All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
Man, I love the ooh chucka chucka sounds. Yet another hit that was a cover song. The group Sweden's Own Blue Sweet.
The best music, good time oldies.
Dickie Lee and the Iceman.
They understand.
That's right, darlings, we're so glad you made it. And you know what?
You're looking good. You know you're looking so good.
Now, all you darlings, crank up that volume out there and get ready for a magic carpet ride. Now, Dickie Lee and the Iceman, well, we know that all you headbangers were. Lordy, lordy, that old bat phone is lighting up again, baby. And Iceman Luther said we have a number of people on the line, so you go ahead and handle the bat phone this time.
This is Jato's Rabbit Chicken Palace. What you want?
Hi, this is Al from Greenfield. I'm thinking about doing a howl for you.
Well, go ahead, give me a howl, baby!
You howl, baby, you howl!
Hey, baby, nothing shaking here but the leaves on the tree. What you got for me?
That's groovy. I just... You're blowing my mind.
I can dig it, man.
I can dig it.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the good times are back.
1968. That's right, darlings, it was 1968, and we're going to lay another track on you that was first recorded that year. The composer of the song was named Peter Green, and he was a founder of a new rock group called Fleetwood Mac. Well, the single sort of fizzled out and never charted. Then in 1970, a San Francisco group got a hold of it. They rearranged it and re-recorded it with a Latin rock flavor. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
Don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around.
turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic sticks.
Draw Kids, another smash hit that was a cover song. A little bit of Santana for you out of 1970.
Flashback Weekend!
Hands down! California Garage Rock Nuggets. Rock Nuggets.
Well, Dick, I love the 60s. It puts a little pep in my step.
I just have to say at the onset how proud you've made all of us from the good old San Joaquin Valley for resurrecting these timeless songs, these golden nuggets, as you call them, of rock and roll. It's a great thing for all of us, and thank you so much.
Like, man, it's a psych out.
I'm such a big fan of yours.
Oh, my gosh.
Keep the faith, baby.
Up next, Alan, we're going to go from that national music scene back to the valley, and we're going to feature a group which recorded a cover and it turned into a smash hit for them. The man that originally wrote the song was Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. Bill mentioned that the song is based on his relationship with a high school girl named Lupe Laguna. Once again, he was only 19 years old. The Righteous Brothers then recorded it on their first album, but it never received much airplay and sort of fizzled out. Then in 1966, a group out of Fresno, California got a hold of it, rearranged it, re-recorded it, and as they say, once again, the rest is rock and roll history. Another cover song that was a smash hit. Out of 1965, the Rainbow Ballroom in Fresno, California, Jim DeVal and the Gauchos. Hey, Iceman.
What you want?
You know what time it is? It's time for our spotlight dance. It's that time of day or night when all you guys, come on, get up and walk over to that woman of yours. Grab her by the hands. Come on now, you can do it. Get her out there to that dance floor, whether it's a kitchen dance floor or a dance floor in a nightclub. You get her out there, put your hand around her waist, squeeze her real tight now. I want you both to close your eyes and remember back when. Next, I want you to whisper into your baby's ear, my love for you is near addiction. The incredible melodic harmonies of the Bee Gees. This was one of the few cover songs that the Bee Gees ever recorded. It was written by Carole King in 1961, along with her husband, Jerry Goffin. What a beautiful track about teenage love.
Hey everybody, this is J.P. Pennington from the group Exile, and I want you to know you're listening to
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
Get ready, Grouch Rock Kids. You got Dickie Lee the Iceman swooping in on you. What you got to say, Iceman?
Take your clothes off, mama, throw them in the air. Are you ready? We go rock and roll.
Now Now, you Donalds better get ready, man, because we're going to lay a good old good one on you right now. This next track was a smash hit in the late 70s, but it was originally recorded by Hoyt Axton. He was a country singer, and he recorded it in 1971. Now, you Donalds better get ready out there, because we're going to play a few seconds of Hoyt's song, and we want to see if you can guess what this one is right here. Now, did you get it? Well, we're going to lay it on you right now. Out of late 1971, this was a great garage band that hailed from L.A. They were originally called Redwood, but once again, you just might know them by another name. Great track out of 1970, Three Dog Night.
Hi, this is Chuck Nagler on a Three Dog Night, reminding all my friends to rock and roll with
Dickie Lee and the Iceman. They understand.
Up next for all you Dolans is a smash hit that was another cover song. It was originally recorded in 1959 by Bob Seger. Here they are, live from the Whiskey, the Birds.
A time to heal,
other cool factoid about this track is that Pete Seeger actually only wrote the last two lines of this song. The lyrics are taken almost verbatim from the book of Ecclesiastes as found in the King James Version of the Old Testament. Ecclesiastes is traditionally attributed to King Solomon around the 10th century BC. Wow, what a history on a song.
The memories are here.
Bringing more smiles to ears worldwide than anyone else.
1964.
Well, Garage Rock heads, that old clock on the wall says it's about time for Dickie Lee and the Iceman to boogie. We're going to leave you today with another smash hit that was a cover song. It was first recorded in 1962 by Motown's Marvelettes. Then 2 years later, that group from across the pond got a hold of it. They turbocharged it and put it on their second album. The group was called the Quarrymen, but once again, you just might know them by another name. Next week, we'll catch you on the flip side. And bye-bye, bye-bye, so long.
Remember, baby, don't be L7. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Till next time, this is the Iceman saying, oh!